W-Mobile.
AT Mobile.
9V Mobile. Guess I wasn't doing too well over there. Down in the weeds for me.
Background check, man. I couldn't even answer the questions about the background check.
Story, when I went to retire, I asked the secretary, the chief secretary, if I could get a copy of my application. I forget, it's called an F-8 form. It's a rather extensive background check paperwork. And the reason I asked for that, if I could get a copy of it, which she gladly obliged. But it's so in-depth, you got to make sure everything matches up to what you had on your first one. Because if you do anything through the state, they'll pull that first one, look at it. And look at the one you're submitting and make sure there's no discrepancies or something overlooked or, it's rather involved.
To get onto my 401k, they had questions on there for my background check. And it's like, man, I couldn't even answer those questions.
The FBI background, eons ago, they came back and asked me questions I forgot about years ago. And that was years back.
Not here. There's not a lot of people looking for jobs or really qualified for them, and then you throw in a serious background check, and man, that really limits you.
Barnard is forthcoming with their history.
Give me any questions about my history. I mean, they just pulled it, and then they said, why did you do this, and why did you do that?
One girl, we did our own backgrounds, so when you had an applicant, it was up to the supervisor to assign somebody to the background investigation. Well, I'd been assigned in a background investigation, and me being an investigator previously, I went through it with a fine-tooth comb, and this poor girl, she applied for the position, and she had a minor thing on there. But it wasn't the minor thing that threw her out. It was the fact that when I confronted her about it, she still denied it, even though they were fingerprints matched. So all she had to do was come clean on it, and it wouldn't have been an issue. She would have got hired, but I didn't shoot her down just because of her honesty. You know, she wasn't going to own up to something she had done, which is extremely minor, very low misdemeanor, but it would not have excluded her. The only thing you really got, that's your credibility. If you don't have any credibility, you can't have a job.
For HGX. And some of them need to go back and have some of that reject.
Fucking hard. But, it's a good job. But, as for us, we couldn't do it.
Getting nerdy, stop to get breakfast.
But Courtney's up early, so we're talking. We're going into Charlotte tonight for that concert, so we're just talking about logistics.
Sorry to bother you then.
And car's driving itself, so and I'm doing voice and text, so no problem. Came across a little weird, but it was just funny.
Sorry, Eric, I doubled with you. Go ahead.
My voice to text picked up something Patrick said on the radio a few times ago, and it came across funny. So.
And how it interpreted that coming over RS.
Patrick, when are you thinking about doing the trailer thing this weekend?
Friday.
Got my schedule here. Friday looks open.
Wait till that evening anyway. Wait till he gets off work. So I'll make arrangements with him Thursday morning. Find out exactly a little more detail.
Okay, this concert we're going to is Buckethead, who is the original guitarist for Guns N' Roses before they had Slash. So he has a very small following, but Courtney likes his stuff, and I've listened to it, and he's pretty awesome. So we're headed into town for that tonight. It starts at 8, so it's going to be a late night. Probably won't get home until like midnight or something like that.
You ain't got to go to work tomorrow.
Another mandatory in-person meeting on Wednesday. I usually work at home on Wednesdays. And so we set up this, it just so happened that the concert was on Tuesday, which was great. But then they have this vendor coming in, and they want all the managers to be available for, you know, in-person meetings with them. And it really sucks because they're really trying to drive everything towards being in the office again. And, you know, while we can work at home, quote-unquote, for a couple days a week, the senior leadership is trying to make it as difficult as possible, you know. So they keep scheduling all this mandatory in-person stuff, and it's like, you know, it just makes it hard.
Tomorrow you're going to be dragging tail.
Even 4:30 in the morning tomorrow, I'm probably going to stick around. I've got to wrangle the dogs in the morning over to my house because the cleaning person is going to come at like 9. So I have to get up in the morning and you know, wrangle dogs and get all that ready. So I'll probably leave for the office around. I'll probably wait until after the rush, leave at like 6 or 7 or something, and just do an abbreviated day. The meeting's in the afternoon, so you know, I'll probably just come in for that. If me to waste 3 hours in the car to go to a one-hour-long meeting with, you know, salespeople, then, you know, fine. But you know, I'm not going to get anything else done tomorrow.